It's a hot morning, so workers at the Southwest Virginia Farmers Market in Hillsville are on their toes, rushing truckloads of broccoli fresh from the fields into giant refrigerators on the premises. Once it's cooled to 40 degrees, the broccoli can be sorted and trimmed. Then it's put on ice, ready to ship out. Until recently, most of the broccoli crop came from California. But cooperative extension agent Whit Morris says it takes a long time for supplies to reach this part of the country.
From the day we book it until it gets back to the grocery stores, harvested, transported, processed, we're looking at a minimum of 10 days. We just don't call that fresh.
And fresh broccoli tastes better, a little sweeter and more tender. It could also be cheaper and more fuel efficient, since East Coast consumers are currently paying to have their broccoli shipped from California or Mexico. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture came up with $3.2 million to help Virginia Tech and six other universities find the best kinds of broccoli to grow here.
That variety there is not real happy.
Morris says a total of 80 kinds will be studied over the next 5 years in test gardens and laboratories.
It's kind of flagging and wilting and so forth, whereas others are kind of standing up and perked up pretty good.
The goal is to grow a heat-tolerant plant with a dome-shaped crown. Flat tops collect rain and dew, making the plants more susceptible to rot. Appearance aside, the project will also analyze various broccolis to see if an East Coast variety might be more nutritious. And Morris says regional grocery chains will do taste tests.
Food City is going to be participating, and also Wegmans out of Rochester, New York, in in-store taste tests with our mountain-grown and our East Coast-grown products.
Is this going to become like the wine industry where we have all kinds of terms to describe the different flavors and smells?
We'll let the customers decide.
The Eastern Broccoli Project comes at a good time. More and more grocery chains from Walmart on down are looking for regional suppliers to save money on shipping and meet consumer demand for locally grown produce. By studying the Southwest Virginia Cooperative and growers like Buddy Puckett, the project hopes to create a model for other East Coast farmers. Lesson number one, says Puckett, figure out what the market wants before you plant. He gestures to a field of unwanted broccoli.
You'll see 12, 14-inch heads of broccoli, just an ocean of it.
Is that too big?
It's too big now to hear them tell it, yeah.
So what will be done with that crop?
It'll find a bush hog for long and go back to the earth.
Really? So you'll just plow it under?
Yep.
Puckett figures people don't want leftover broccoli smelling up their fridge, so smaller heads are in demand. If he and fellow farmer J.C. Banks can get the size and variety right, they may have a natural advantage over California.
You know, we have some high 80-degree days in the summertime here, but rarely does it not get down to the upper 60s at night. That's really your cold crops, your broccoli, your cabbage, your collards, your kales. When the dry times hit, we do irrigate, but it's not a standard practice. You know, we usually have a week or two a year.
What's more, the climate range along America's East Coast means it'll always be a great time to grow broccoli somewhere. Florida and coastal Georgia are fine in the winter. Maine's good right about now. And Virginia is ideal for many months in between. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.